tapes over fake debates.
And we are live, Sean. SB Talk Sports, Sean Webb, Real Takes Over Fake Debates. I know it's not Monday or Friday, but you always catch us on a weekly episode every Monday and Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time. If a game is on, it'll probably be 6 or 5 earlier if it's a game during that Monday or Friday. Sean, we are here because a lot of things have went on today. It felt like an NBA day today with the NFL because somebody got traded. Somebody got traded today, Sean. But how are you doing before we get into it? I'll tell you who got traded. But how are you doing today?
Doing good, SB. Just ready to get into this. Doing good, though.
By nobody shocking surprise, the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, I'm shocked for what he got traded for. The Las Vegas Raiders trade star wide receiver Davante Adams to the New York Jets in exchange for a third round pick who can possibly become a second round pick. Talk about highway robbery, though, Sean. What was your instant reaction to hearing this trade?
You think it's highway robbery?
Oh, yeah, this is a steal. Davante Adams for a third round pick is a steal.
I don't think it is.
You think it's fair game?
I think it's fair game.
Why? Why you feel that? I think you could have got more for Davante Adams, but
no, you weren't. And I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. One, the Raiders were not willing to eat any of his additional contract. Not on this season. He's got 2 years left on his deal after this year at roughly $34 million or $35 million a season. No guaranteed money in that. So that's got to be reworked as well. So if you're a team, and it's a good chance that Davante Adams could be a free agent after this season. If he and the Jets are not able to come to an agreement on a new deal. So I didn't view it as a steal. This is potentially a rental, in all honesty, which is why they weren't going to get the farm for Davante Adams, and they knew that. They set the market at a second rounder. They got a third rounder, which, again, as you mentioned, SB is conditional. And the conditions are such that it's probably going to be a third round pick. So,
yes.
But, you know, so I didn't view it as a highway robbery or anything like that. This was the market for him. At his age and given his contract situation, it's not, you know, I know people are going to look at the talent, but
yeah, because he's still top five at his age, still a top five receiver at his age.
I mean, again, you know, and again, I think that's, and I would say, I think we know Davante Adams, when he is healthy, he is one of the best receivers in the league. But I think, again, when the team is evaluating the receiver market and they're looking at first, not just his career, but where he is present, and if there were other guys on the market available who were younger, whose contract situations were a little more stable, that they would fetch more on the market than a Davante Adams, who, again, is in his 30s now. And with receivers, and I say this not as a disrespect thing, with receivers, you got to be careful as they start to get to that mid-30s point about, you know, overvaluing them in terms of, again, not just contract, but what you're willing to, you know, send out to get them.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's the other thing too. So I just don't think I think there were teams that were definitely interested because it's Davante Adams. I don't think teams were saying, oh yeah, we'll definitely send you, you know, one or two first round picks for Davante Adams at this today for Davante Adams for those reasons.
And I also think Davante Adams kind of made it hard for a lot of other teams to really trade for him and want to give up a lot of things to compensate him because he already announced that he prefer to go with either Aaron Rodgers or your team's quarterback, Derek Vehicle. But once that was set in stone, I knew it, he was just trying to find a way at some point to get to the Jets. I think this is a big move for the Jets. Could they get better? Yes, but that still don't answer the problem with the line. I still don't trust just because Davante Adams come to the Jets. Is Aaron Rodgers going to turn back the clock and become the old Aaron Rodgers? No, I don't think so. So, like, everybody comparing this, you know, you do like the Randy Moss talk. You know how like Randy Moss, how you always say, don't forget about his time with the Raiders. So now people are trying to put this side by side with, oh, remember when Randy Moss was on the Raiders and wasn't it good because it was a bad situation? Did he go to the Patriots and take off? Yeah, but this is Aaron Rodgers is not in his Tom Brady era at the Patriots. This is Tom Brady with the Buccaneers. This is Peyton Manning with the Denver Broncos. This is not the same guy. If Devontae Adams is not here to make Aaron Rodgers make the simple plays, because if you think you're going to see what Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers did in Green Bay, well, you might as well don't even watch no more games, because you're not going to see that. You're not. And I think, of course, when you got a wide receiver to make them happy, I mean, your quarterback, make him happy, you do things like this. But, Sean, I also had a theory. Remember how the coach get fired? The first thing Aaron Rodgers does is say, oh, yeah, y'all think I got too much power. Right after the coach get fired, you get the wide receiver you want. How, you sure you don't got power, Aaron Rodgers? I think that was a bold-faced lie. He got power. He I don't know what power he don't think he have or who he think he fooling, because I'm not saying the coach got fired to bring his wide receiver in. I'm just saying you butt heads with one guy, he's gone. The guy you've been begging to get at wide receiver, you get him instantly right after that. I think Aaron Rodgers, I don't know who Aaron Rodgers think he fooling, but I know you got power.
I think what the Jets are trying to prove and what the Jets believe they are doing is not dissimilar to what the Buccaneers did 4 years ago. When they got Tom Brady, They went out and they got Gronk out of retirement. They got Antonio Brown to come there. They got Leonard Fournette, who had been released by Jacksonville. They got Tristan Wirfs in the draft. They went out. They got Giovanni Bernard, if I remember as well, as a third down back. So it was, they went out and made all of these different moves because they're saying we have this aging quarterback. We think we got a really good defense, and we want to be able to complement our aging quarterback on offense. The way you do that is to not just bring in guys that they're comfortable with, but also allow them to ostensibly run a system that they're comfortable with and guys who run that system. But we know Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, given their success together in Green Bay a few years ago, will likely work. I think the problem, the only issue I have is I think the Jets as an organization, because they are not a good organization, and I don't know if you listened to Bill Belichick last night on the Manning cast.
What did he say?
Yeah, he excoriated the Jets. I mean, literally.
I'm not shocked, though.
Yeah, and he said they've won less than 30% of their games over the last 10-plus years, and it's not that owner is ready, fire, aim. It's not a good organization. The Jets think that this is going to make them a good organization, and it's really not. When I say M-E-S-S, mess, this is what they are. Now, when we just talk about the pure talent, does Devontae Adams make them a better football team? Yes.
Of course.
But does Devontae Adams fix the issues they have on that offense?
No.
Not exactly. No. Because, again, they still have issues with their offensive line. And, again, SB, we talk about all the time, when you have an aging quarterback or an aged quarterback, what does an aged quarterback need more than anything?
The quick dump off pass to those the tight end and the running back and a good run game and an offensive line. Protection.
Right. Protection. And one of the ways you protect them is with the running game. Mm-hmm. Well, the Jets did run the ball okay last night. Breece Hall had a good game last night. But that, to me, is how they're going to win, which is I think Robert Saleh was trying to infuse. Listen. Mm-hmm. We're going to be a team. We're going to play ball control. We're going to play good defense. And, you know, we're going to need you to take some shots here and there and make some plays here and there. But we're not going to ask you to go out and be what you were 5 years ago, because it's not 5 years ago.
And you ain't that person from 5 years ago.
Right. And, again, the example is Peyton Manning in his last couple of years with the Broncos, Tom Brady and with the Buccaneers. John Elway's last couple years.
Drew Brees, too.
Yeah, Drew Brees. You know, it's, you know, that name we won't mention in Minnesota, you know. So, and who also played for the Jets before going to Minnesota. So, this is what you do. And again, I don't think the Jets are being completely honest about that. But that's it. One to stay on the story. Devontae Adams going to the Jets does make the Jets a better team. Now, where does it put them in the pantheon of the AFC? Remains to be seen. I still don't think they're better than Buffalo, who we're going to talk about here in a moment.
Yeah. Shara, I'm going to go back and find the clip. I think this was our NFL. I called this player to the Bills, and I said the Bills should look into it, and they end up getting them. I'm going back in our episodes and looking for our NFL preview episode. We talked about the Buffalo Bills. I literally believe I said, I remember saying this on an episode, saying, hey, because we were talking about Diggs being gone. And I was saying, hey, a guy to look out for is the dude in this location, which you're going to talk about. And they end up going to get him. I'm going to find the clip because I remember saying this. It's either me or you who said it. I know one of us said it.
I think it was you.
I think, man, but yeah. But also, we go get into that in a second. One more thing I want to do about this story. I don't want to call nothing tampering, Sean. But all I'm saying is this. It was announced at 10:05, tweeted. I think it was Adam Schefter who tweeted, I was to be exact. I screenshot a picture and I lost it earlier. But yes. 10:05, Devontae Adams traded, whatever mainstream he was traded. At 10:22, they said he was in the Jets facility. I ain't calling tampering, but you know, I don't know what it is. But then also, Sean, Tuesdays, which is crazy, it happened on a Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers goes on the Pat McAfee show. And this is what happened via the Pat McAfee show where Aaron Rodgers on it.
So as soon as you hear the news, what's that? Well, well, well.
Here he is.
Hey, good to see you, Tay. Good to see you, man. Congrats.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Aaron wasn't returning any of your text messages. What's that all about? You think about saying, get me the hell out of here anytime that?
Yeah, he was having second thoughts. But hopefully we can put that behind us now. And, we're back, man. We're back.
For you, is there, first of all, how's the hand?
We are back. And then, and Pat McAfee, I know I cut off a little bit, so I was trying to do that little funny joke about how is the hamstring. We all know when somebody's trying to get traded, yeah, they just, the hamstring is the easiest thing that say that hurt. We know Devontae Adams hurt.
The Harden Brooklyn hamstring. That's
all. Oh, yeah. That's all it was. Man. We don't see nothing wrong. It's just the little sting right there. But yeah, make sure you trade me too. I can't play. I'm out. But Devontae Adams joined Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show. He was in the building right after the trade was announced.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is that they planned it.
The thing about the NFL schedule is unique. Again, my guess is not just, you know, Sunday, you know, after the Raiders play, but it's likely the Raiders and the Jets have been talking probably well into Monday. Joe Douglas and Tom Telesco were likely talking. They probably had some parameters around a deal. My guess is the Jets probably had this deal completed yesterday. They just didn't announce it because they were getting ready for Monday Night Football and they didn't want to necessarily, distract from that.
So
these deals never just happen like that. There's been a lot of conversation, a lot of back and forth. And I think, again, from the Raiders' perspective, they wanted to go ahead and move on. And again, the Jets' perspective, for every game that passed, it helped them because, again, it lowered the cap number that they're taking on, the remaining contract for this season they're taking on to help them with their cap. So there's a lot of posturing here that went back and forth. And again, I hope people really understand this happens all the time. And again, particularly because the Raiders did want to work with Devontae Adams to get him to his preferred destination. That made it a lot easier, I think, as well, in terms of engagement. But ultimately, it was just, you know, so I think this deal was agreed to long before it was announced. It was just announced by both teams today and sent to the league office today. But I think both teams had agreed on the parameters of this deal well before it was announced.
You every sign showed that it had to be that point that they both had to agree on it. Because ain't no way a dude you get traded at 10, or he coincidentally in New York, or he get traded at 10, and in 20 minutes he already in the building. So that means like he was already set to go there. It was already planned. I have to 100% agree with Rashawn. This trade was probably already done. Probably Sunday this trade was done. But it was like, hey, let's wait till after our Monday game. We don't want to overshadow everything that's going on. And then prior to Sunday, he was already on the plane to go to New York. And then once he went to New York, everything was settled. He met the organization, met the franchise. And then it's better for Aaron Rodgers and Pat McAfee to get clicks on the show. You know, everything's about the podcast in the business world. Where, hey, we go get him. We already got Davante Adams. He's going to come here. So when I come on the show Tuesday, I got Davante Adams on here with me. Boom, boom, bada bing, clicks, and everybody get what they want. Engagement, likes, and Aaron Rodgers gets his wide receiver. So, Sean, we was talking about how we was doing an NFL preview. And I said, I believe I caught this. I was saying that, like, the only thing concerned me with the Bills is that I do need a number one guy. But obviously, you don't want to, like, stretch your arm and leg to get, like, the guy, or you want to pay that much money. And I was like, Amari Cooper might be the guy to go for. Well, the Buffalo Bills must – I mean, the Buffalo Bills. Yes, the Buffalo Bills must have heard because the Browns are trading veteran wide receiver Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills. And even better, remember how we just talked about how the contract situation where the Jets waited more weeks to get a lower contract. From what I'm hearing and what I've been reading to see how it's set up is that the Browns are going to eat majority of Amari Cooper contract and the Bills are getting them on like a minimum deal. I don't know how that happened. If you know how that happened, can you explain it to me? I don't know how they did it, but this is definitely a steal. And I think this is a great move for the Buffalo Bills. And seeing that Davante Adams is going to the Jets and now Amari Cooper is going to the Bills, I feel sorry if you're a Dolphins fan right now. My Dolphins prediction after this is crushed. I don't know if I had the Dolphins second or whatever the division, but My Dolphins prediction is crushing out after this. That the Bills and the Jets gonna be the 1-2 in that division. Point blank. Right. But what's your reaction to the trade though? Can you answer the question about the contract?
So to answer your question, so what happened was Cleveland basically converted the majority of Cooper's base salary, $20 million base salary, into a signing bonus. Okay. Right. So once you do that, that's the team is paying out that signing bonus. It lowers the cap number. And remember, when Buffalo got rid of Stephon Diggs, they took a massive cap hit. It was like a $28 million cap hit to get rid of him. So they didn't have a lot of cap space where they could just absorb a huge cap number. So a lot of times it was basically, hey, here's what we can absorb. Cleveland converting that money lowered the base salary or lowered his cap hit, because it's not really about the base salary. It's about the cap hit for Buffalo, and that made him more attractive as a trade candidate. So this is a big part why it happened.
Now, this happening for the Bills, one – and this add a few to your Josh Allen MVP fight, because now he's going to have a number one target to throw to. Now, Amari Cooper, you could argue Amari Cooper might not be Diggs, Davante Adams, but I'm sorry. Amari Cooper is still a good receiver. And then how Buffalo has been playing this year and Josh Allen and them has been playing this year, he don't really have to come in and just try to be Mr. Spectacular. He could just be a guy where it's a go-to on a down where we need somebody to make a play, make a catch. Amari Cooper can do that. I don't need Amari Cooper to go for 200 yards every game. I don't need necessarily two TDs. Amari Cooper could probably give 4 or 5 catches a game for about 80 yards a game, maybe one TD. That'll be perfectly fine. That's all the Bills really need. That's it. They just need a guy for when the push comes to shove, who can I throw to? And we need a play done. Amari Cooper can still do that at this point in time in career. And then for the contract that you're getting him for, it's a steal. Now this is, and then the Browns threw in a pick with the trade. Sean, he got traded for. They traded Amari Cooper in the 6th for a 3rd round and a 7th, and got him on a vet minimum deal. Now this is magnifico GM work by the Bills. The Browns, I don't know what's going on with the Browns because I don't see the bigger picture. Not even just this move. I don't see what's going on with the Browns in the big picture with this team. It looks bad.
Well, so the big picture is that and the elephant in the room is they have an albatross contract in Deshaun Watson, which will be very difficult to move off of. Even after, not even anybody taking it. Even if they just release him, it's next season, I believe, would be like an $80 million cap hit.
Woo-wee!
And I think it's and it may even be a little bit more, but I would have to verify that. So that's the elephant in the room. They understand they got this massive contract that, again, they can't do a lot with even next season. After next season, it may be a little different situation, again, depending on if they restructure it, if they're able to absorb, you know, again, restructure it where they get some of the guaranteed money more up. But the fact that, again, you know, he's got a lot of guaranteed money left on that deal. They have converted, you know, again, some of his salary into roster and signing bonuses as well. So that, you know, is, again, a big part of it. But when you do that, more often than not, you're pushing the cap hit out later on. So that's the drawback of doing that. And, again, you generally do it with somebody that you think is going to be there for a while. And, again, you just kind of continue to, you know, restructure and push those things out in the future. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, obviously, they traded for Jerry Jeudy. They have paid Jerry Jeudy. They've given Jerry Jeudy an extension. They still have Elijah Moore. I think what they are saying is, we're getting ready to get, just for this season, we're going to get Nick Chubb back. Mm-hmm. We potentially could get healthy on the offensive line. We're probably going to be a team that, at this point, being a playoff team is probably, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it's a very, very steep hill to climb at this point. Their thing is, we need to be in evaluation mode for our roster coming up this offseason. And so, you know, and Amari Cooper, you know, remember, they were in on Ayuk, you know.
Yep.
You know, they have been a team that's been, you know, looking at the market, because, again, Cooper is over 30 now. You know, again, they want to look and, you know, make sure that, you know, the resources they have allocated to that position aren't going to someone who is coming up on the tail end or maybe at the near end of their prime. So that's, you know, how they're viewing it. And Andrew Berry is no idiot. That's the GM for the Cleveland Browns, right? You know, again, a lot of people are going to look at the Watson contract, but if you just look at how they built the rest of that roster, they can still be a really good team, but they have got to, I think, figure out, you know, just after this season, where they're going to go, you know, with their roster, if they're going to tear it down or if they're going to continue to try to, you know,
From the point of Deshaun Watson contract, at the point of time when it happened, it made a lot of sense. And a lot of higher ups were upset. And the only reason why I hate that the Deshaun, because it's more than football going on with Deshaun Watson, why he's not playing good, but that's a different story for a different day. The only reason why I kind of hate that it happened, and the people who care about the Shield more than anything, glad this happened with Devontae Adams, Deshaun Watson, is because they could be like, See, this why you don't give fully guaranteed contracts in NFL. See, now you stuck with this money. See, because I think if Deshaun Watson's situation would have worked out and he would have shown that he's worth getting a fully guaranteed contract, that would have turned the tide and changed his dynamic for like everything going on in the football, to get in the NFL, to get more guys guaranteed contracts. So I just think it sucks that it happened, because now people going to look at Deshaun Watson as the worst contract ever in football history, only because it's fully guaranteed. But
and you have to remember, SB, if they don't fully guarantee that contract, they don't get him.
No, he's going to Atlanta.
He's going to another team. And he, with his no trade clause, had all of the power. So, you know. And remember, at one point, he told them, thank you, but no thank you. And he was looking at two teams. Atlanta and New Orleans were probably going to be the two teams that he was going to give great consideration to. And then Cleveland stepped in and said, hey, what if we offer you this? you know, and
can't turn that down.
You know, can't turn it down. And again, like you said, SB, at the time, it made sense. Mm-hmm. Off of the strength of Deshaun Watson's 2020 NFL season, we were calling him the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
Behind Mahomes. And again, that's no slight to anybody else. It was just that season was so dynamic that mm-hmm. it was like, okay. And everybody expected when he came back, even though he didn't play in 2021 for Houston, when he came back after the suspension and everything, that once he got the rust off, it would be back to business. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been that way. And again, mm-hmm. you know, and again, I want to be objective here. Has Deshaun Watson played great?
No.
No. Has Deshaun Watson played terribly this season? No. Deshaun Watson has played okay. But when you – and again, everybody's going to look at the contract and what they gave up to get him. They weren't giving up what they gave up to get him for okay. Mm-hmm. They were expecting him to be, as Bart Scott likes to use the term, force multiplier. They were expecting him to be the tide that raised the boats. And he has not been that tide that raises the boats. And coming off of last season, what they did with four different quarterbacks going and able to make a playoff run, and obviously they lost in the first round to Houston. But and again, the success of Joe Flacco basically coming off the couch and coming in and helping lead that team late in the season to the playoffs. Everybody was expecting prime Deshaun Watson be that next level player, and he has not been that. And that is the bigger problem to me.
And Sean, and that's the reason why I'm going to have to disagree with you. That's the reason why I believe Deshaun Watson is actually playing terrible, because the two things they're going to look at is, one, that contract. When we brought you to this team, when they got rid of Big Baker Mayfield, we felt he was a problem, which he led us to a playoffs. With your contract fully guaranteed, you expect you to take this team to the next level to also become a playoff team, one, then go to a Super Bowl contender type team. And then two was one with the Baker. You let go of Baker, took us to the playoffs. Then Joe Flacco comes in off the couch and help us get to the playoffs. So we looking better with four different quarterbacks and one quarterback who just got off the couch, and you can't even make us look great, then yes, that they're going to look at him playing terrible. Do I agree that he's playing terrible? No, I can look at how you say it, like he's okay at best. But from all those being circumstances with his contract and everything that happened, yeah, he kind of is playing terrible. Sean, real quick before we'll wrap this up, I want to grade each trade. So let's do the Davante Adams trade first. Obviously, he got traded to the Jets. You give the Davante Adams to the Jets trade a
B plus.
For the Jets. What about the Raiders?
I give him a B.
B. Okay. And I would do my grades both after you. The Amari Cooper trade for the Bills, you give a what?
A minus.
I like it. And then the Browns, you give
a? I give them a B plus.
B plus. Okay. For me, with the Jets getting Adams, I give them a B, only because, like, You had a nice receiver core. You just added another receiver that's not going to really fix the problems. The Raiders, C. I just feel like they're just getting rid of bad luggage. Buffalo Bills, I give them an A. I think this was a great trade for this team. Browns, I give them a D, because I just like what is their true goal here with this team? I thought you're trying to compete and win. You get rid of your number one option, unless you expect Jerry Jeudy to be the number one option. I don't know. But let us know what you guys think about this trade. Grade both trades in the chat. Comment in the rating section under this episode and let us know. This has been another great episode of Real Takes Over Fake Debates. And we will get back to you.
Real Takes Over Fake Debates.